Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, Yvette.
How are you? So, so basically what they're doing is they've got permission now to knock down the last few blocks in Ballymun. And what's your view on this?
That's right, yeah. They've got the view to knock down the 2 8 stories in the final tower block, my own home and Balbutcher Lane included. My view on it now, to be honest with you, is, you know, it's progress and it needs to happen. And a lot of the families in these apartments or these flats have been rehoused already. So that's all fine. But the other side of it is that there is redevelopment that's supposed to happen, amenities that were supposed to be built. And my fear is that when the final flats are brought down, these amenities won't be there, but the project will kind of be marked as done, and that'll be that then.
Yeah.
And the rest of what's meant to be built will be forgotten about, you know?
Right, and can you tell me a little bit about the project and, like, what was the original plans for it?
Yeah, so, I mean, one of the, like, the overarching part of the plan came up during the Fianna Fáil government back in the early 2000s and late 90s, where they planned to replace all the flats with housing, nicer housing, more family-friendly housing. And among that housing as well, there'd be a lot of social amenities, so parks, recreational facilities, a shopping centre, etc., etc. And a lot of these things just haven't happened as they were envisaged. So the kind of the key staple, I suppose, would be the shopping centre that people would focus on now. That hasn't happened yet. You saw the hoardings up for a long time there. They've kind of finally admitted defeat on that now and taken those hoardings down and just revealed a kind of a, you know, green grassland, wasteland site there where nothing's actually happening at all. And it just, you know, people feel a bit left behind, if you know what I mean. They feel as though the project is kind of half done, that's good enough, and now we'll move on and forget about finishing the job, which just isn't really good enough, if you know what I mean. And if we're to change the way people in Ballymun feel about Ballymun, I think we need to finish the job that we started. We need to get the government behind it, and we need to get the city council behind it as well.
That's very true. And, I mean, like, is there people still living in them flats?
There are a few now. The majority have all moved out at this stage and have already been rehoused. And the ones that remain there, they by and large, from people I talk to, want to be rehoused too. So there's no real issue there as such. I mean, the only thing is a bit of the old nostalgia, you know yourself, from people like me and others who used to live there, who'll be sad to see it go, but at the same time, kind of understand that, you know, these things must pass and all things must pass and ultimately they do have to go, you know?
Yeah. And what is the general feeling from the residents of Ballymun about this?
About the flats coming down?
About the, you know, about the whole project and how it's just been put on hold. And, I mean, you know, it looks really well now, the plaza and stuff around there, you know. But, I mean, the shopping centre is pretty old. There's not many shops open in it. I mean, you know, how do people feel about that?
I think they feel left behind. I think they feel as though people who are working on the Ballymun project have started to forget about the Ballymun project a little bit now and have started to move on and focus on other urban regeneration projects like in Smithfield, etc. And I think what we need to do now as local representatives is try and put Ballymun back on the city council map and back up the top of the list of priorities, because until things like the shopping centre happens, this job isn't finished. And I won't rest until this job is finished, because the people of Ballymun deserve no less than that.
Yeah.
You know, I had to grow up in a place where we didn't have many amenities. We didn't have a particularly, you know, nice park or recreational facility or shopping centre or anything like that. And now we're very, very close to having all that. And it's the very least that someone who, you know, grows up in a modern city, in a modern country and in a modern economy deserves. And we're so close to having it. And it's only for the sake of a little bit of will and a little bit of cash being found that we could have it. So I want to push for that.
Well, I mean, the government is able to, I think they're doing up Grafton Street, and it's meant to be costing like €1 million or something to repave Grafton Street.
That's
and
it.
I mean, that could be going into Ballymun or places like that, couldn't it? And sorry, Noel, I also want to ask you, like, what were they planning to do with this shopping centre? Were they going to, like, knock down the old one and put a new one in, or what was the story there?
Yeah, exactly. So the old one was going to go down, then it was going to go up on an adjacent site beside it then. So it was where the hoardings were previously, is my understanding. Just kind of, you know, a couple of metres up the road, effectively, but still a kind of a brand new site, so that, you know, people would have the shops in the interim and Tesco and all that be able to stay open in the meantime while the new one was being built. Now, just as the way it happened, not a single brick has been put up, if you like, and it's just been an easy project, if you like, to cancel. But you're right in what you say, Grafton Street, you know, that's something that you can highlight there, being prioritised €1 million. That's a Dublin City Council decision.
Now, don't quote me on the price, but I think I remember it was some crazy amount of money anyway, you know?
No, you're dead right. I read the same. As far as I remember, it is about £1 or £1.5 million. So, you know, you're in and around right anyway.
Yeah.
And it's the same with, like, say, you know, the Lewis Cross City project as well. Now, that's about £300 million.
Wow. But,
you know, I mean, if we could trim, you know, 10, 15 million off that budget, and just push the Ballymun agenda right back to the top.
Yeah.
That'd be our budget. That's what we need. We just need a couple of million. And it's a matter of will, and it's a matter of finding that in the budget somewhere, and it's a matter of strong local representatives being able to push that up the agenda. Because right now, we don't actually have, say, a strong Fine Gael government voice for that area.
Yeah.
I'd be the new voice there. And, you know, that's why I'm working and I'm pushing hard, because I think if we have someone, we're the only place in the country that doesn't have a Fine Gael representative. And if we have someone, then we'll find it a lot easier to get on the agenda and at the table.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's rather than putting, as we said, the £1 million into blocks on Grafton Street, we really should be looking after our citizens that are suffering, like, you know, in the kind of working class areas and places like Ballymun that aren't being, they're just being, as you said, left behind. And it's really, it's not on. But I just wanted to say as well, you know, this is meant to be going ahead now in 2014. And is there a reason why they're waiting, like, so long? Why can't it be done soon? Or, you know,
yeah, no, it's a good question. I think it's purely to do with the type of equipment that's needed and the ability to get that equipment on short order. So I think it's going to start, as far as I understand from talking to engineers, it's going to start with Balbutcher Lane first, and that's going to be either December or January. But again, it just purely depends on when that heavy duty equipment's available. So it should be a matter of maybe 6 months at most before we start seeing you know, real work being done on that there.
Yeah.
People like myself have waited about a decade for it to happen.
Yeah.
I suppose a few more weeks will do any harm.
I know. And listen, I mean, you were saying that there's not enough representatives in Ballymun. And what can people do to get behind you and to get this project moving forward again?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, there are one or two things people can do. The first thing they can do is they can write to their local representatives, and you'll find them on electionsireland.org. The second thing they can do is they can go onto my own website, noelrock.ie/Ballymun, and they can register their own contact details there, and then I can keep them up to date with what's happening in the area, where these projects are, and maybe they can put pressure on other people then in the future, and I can give them City Council email addresses to push this forward, if you like. And then the third thing they can do is, I suppose, you know, make themselves a more powerful political bloc by registering to vote and by ultimately voting in the local elections. And the local elections are the meaningful ones for this kind of work in May of next year.
Okay. That's great. Now, listen, thanks very much for talking to me today, and keep up the good work.